Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Hey, I was wondering. Remember, if we use your Hey, I was wondering question, if it ends up on the air, we send you one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs, which are nice for your drive-in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Keep your coffee hot and your cold drinks cold. Mm-hmm. All right, so make sure you email us. You can text them in 60123. Sometimes Violetta reads the text.
What?
Sometimes.
I always read the text. I don't always respond.
You can slide into our DMs, and if Violetta will see those, if she can work her way through the hot guys. To eventually get to your DM, and then we use it, and you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs.
Sweet.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Today's comes from Kelly. Hey, Eric. So last night, my husband and I were watching the debate.
Ta-da.
And we got into an argument.
Oh, no.
I'm hoping you can settle it.
Oh, okay.
You think that Kristen Welker is hot, right?
Oh, that's the debate they had?
I kept saying to my husband, she is really pretty. I find her really, really attractive. My husband says he didn't even notice he was too busy watching the debate to think about whether or not the moderator was hot. I think he was lying to me because he just didn't want to see me mad. Can you settle the debate? Kristen Welker, is she hot?
Oh,
gotta tell you. Gotta tell you, she is kind of hot. I did think that last night.
I mean, I thought about it, too. She just, her hair was really nice.
Oh,
she had on a great
suit.
She's
smart. And she's,
her skin was so, her like,
skin, skin, great
skin.
Good skin.
Seemed to have her act together completely.
Oh, yeah. She was in control, but not, like, demanding.
That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, like, spoke slow and deliberate, too.
Right.
So everything was clear.
Right. Like, that would be a fun dinner right there. Sit down with Kristen Welker. If she went straight from the debate to join you for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
How great would that be?
And I feel like she could have a little fun.
Yeah,
you know?
I think she does have a fun side. Whip, you're strangely quiet.
Yeah.
The girls are chiming in.
Well,
I can see
I
that you're nervous about discussing whether or not the moderator is hot. If it was reversed, remember, I bring this
right
to you. In Bachelorette, they're totally fine getting the guys down the thongs running
that
around.
That was my first thought. I know a woman is the person who brought up the question, so
right,
I guess it's fair that way.
Right.
But I really was thinking, like, I honestly, I'm not just trying to be like, oh, I'm above that. I'm not. I just never thought about whether she was hot.
Well, think about it now.
Well, yeah. No, I guess I don't know.
You're like her husband. You didn't think about it.
I didn't. I
and
really
obviously
didn't.
That's not what she's there for, but
yeah,
the idea is she's incredibly talented. She did a great job.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with looking good.
Right, yeah.
No.
Hot is not the word that comes to mind. I liked her. I think she's very presentable, and
okay,
she did a good job.
That's what every woman
hot
wants
was
to hear.
Not, hot
I find
was
you
not,
to be very presentable.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Hot was not in my realm of
you
thoughts.
Say to her, you're very presentable. She has every right to punch you right in the face.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, right in the face.
Yep.
Well, so I would say he probably doesn't find her attractive if he didn't notice. Like, I think I think somebody only notices when the person is attractive.
Does
to
that
them
make me a bad person? Because when the debate started and they cut to her and she did the welcome in the opening, I went, whoa. She's good looking, too.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. I mean, plus she's really, her.
That
whoever
doesn't make
did
me
her
a
makeup,
bad person, right?
No.
To just notice that
he's
right
attractive?
Away? Yeah.
No.
Everybody in this world of being so politically correct, like, you can't, she's an esteemed news person, you can't notice if
right
she's attractive. That's wrong.
Oh,
right.
No. No, she's definitely easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
That's
now,
for sure.
Chris Wallace, that's hot.
He's a good looking guy.
Exactly.
He's got such small hands.
He's got tiny hands, but he's a good looking guy. I would call those hands presentable.
Uh-huh.
God bless America. If friends or family come into town, what restaurants you taking them to? Your go-to joint, 312-233-1019. Can't miss with it, Jen.
Oh, Portillo's every time.
Which one?
Oswego.
Portillo's Oswego.
Oswego.
Oh, wow, okay.
You go
nice
out to the Wego.
I got a good
there
one there.
Yeah. That's just down from Fox Bend. I think maybe the golf course. That's just down from that a little bit. I think so.
Anytime there's a golf course around.
Yeah, everything is by,
I know.
Those are my landmarks.
Where you know your location.
Those are my landmarks. Hey there, Woody.
Good morning.
Where's your go-to place?
Fireside in Sugar Grove.
Ah, there you go. Fireside out in the Grove. I've been.
I got to
nice
go there.
Fireside in the Grove.
Sounds nice.
Hey, Danny, I'm coming over to have dinner with you. Where are we going?
Smith and Walensky.
Can't miss with that.
No.
On the river?
Yeah, you got nice
miss
views.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Here we go. At number three. Oh, hold on. Sorry. At number three, Bill.
Johnny's Beef in Elmwood Park.
Nah.
Oh, there it is. Johnny's.
They have another location.
In Elmwood Park, over there by there.
That's right. Another location on Arlington Heights Road. Same people.
I love that.
Oh, okay.
Fresh cut
That's
fries
correct. Yep.
In a cone.
I love that. Where are we going at number two, Rick?
Chinatown, King Key.
Hing Key in Chinatown. I'm writing that down.
Homemade ramen. The bowls are ridiculous.
Nice.
Really?
That's so Chicago. Yo, homemade ramen over there at Hing Key. You know, Melissa likes to go to Chinatown to get roast beef.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Melissa once told us this great Chinese restaurant, a sushi restaurant where she gets roast beef.
Yeah,
no, you
like
don't.
You can't go to a sushi restaurant to get roast beef.
They made, they made.
Melissa goes
Japanese
to Italian restaurants to get chicken lo mein.
And it was so good.
Very strange.
Weird.
And in at number one, Frank, I'm coming over for dinner. Where are we going?
We're going to the Beacon Tap in Des Plaines. That place is awesome. It's got a huge, huge beer garden. It's got tents. It's got heaters. It's got awesome food. It's awesome.
A lot of awesomes there. I love it, Frank.
Perfect.
Out at the Beacon Tap in Des Plaines. Kind of sort of near the land of Whip. You ever been there, Whip?
Oh, I've been to Beacon Tap.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right.
I have.
See, have you run into Frank?
Maybe I have. Who knows?
Yeah.
Celebrity memorabilia. TMZ was reporting there's going to be a bunch going up for sale. Tom Cruise bomber jacket.
That would be awesome.
You have $21,000 I can borrow?
No.
That would be great. That'd be cool, right?
Yeah, it would.
All the different unique items. What do you have? 312-233-1019. Hey, Rich.
Hey.
Muhammad
Ali boxing gloves, but really cool is he also signed the other gloves. Cassius Clay.
Oh, wow.
So
wow. Hold on to those. Those are going to be worth something someday.
Was that something that you also got at an auction of some sort?
No, it was at the Stevenson Center, the sports memorabilia.
Oh, yeah.
He was there.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty
historic.
Cool.
That is really good stuff. Speaking of really good stuff, hey, Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
There you are. There you are. I got you. What do you have?
Oh, shoot. You guys, I can't hear you.
You can't hear? All right, hold on. Talk to Karen for a second. Maybe we can get her back. What do you have, Robert?
I have an autographed album of Queen, Kind of Magic, by all the members.
Freddie Mercury, too?
What?
Freddie Mercury, too, yes.
Oh,
stop it. Oh, you better hang on to that.
Wow.
I am. I've had it since 84, 85.
So did you get it personally? Did you get it personally signed? Like you were there and they signed it in front of you?
Actually, I won it off a radio station when I talked to Queen.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
How cool
is glory
that?
Days. Glory days. You probably talked to some of the guys down the hall.
That's not a joke.
At the oldie station.
That could very well be.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. And look at this. This is a unique item. Patrick, you're in possession of what?
It's in the 90s. I went to a conference with Eddie Vedder's mother, and she let me borrow this tape that we had recorded stuff from the conference. And I was listening to the other side of the tape, and it was all these phone messages from Eddie to his mom while they were on tour.
You have Eddie Vedder's voicemails to his mom.
Yeah, and some of them were really personal, and I felt like a little ashamed.
That's amazing.
And you still have them?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow.
You
should put that in this auction.
Wow. That or you should call Eddie.
Yeah.
There's one where he's saying to his mom, he's like, I can't call you as much. I'm on tour.
Right. I'm busy rocking. I'm busy being better,
Eddie
man.
Yeah, there we go.
That's it. Little Eddie Vedder. I'm going to tell you this right now. I've told this story a million times. Eddie Vedder is the nicest rock star you will ever meet.
Yeah, okay, so you met him at a Cubs game, right?
Yeah, he was sitting in front of me. I'm serious. He could not have been nicer.
That's awesome.
I love hearing that. Earth, yeah.
Like, I almost had to go, Eddie, stop.
Right?
You're
too nice.
You're being way too nice to me. Hi there, Sarah.
Hi, good morning. I have Justin Timberlake's eyeglasses.
What?
How did you get JT's eyeglasses?
I just happened to be at a party in L.A., and I swiped them when I left because I knew no one would believe me that I was there at a party, and he was there.
Oh, my God.
Was he walking into the walls the rest of the night with his glasses off?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he even knew I took them. Yeah.
I'm going to guess they're actually fake prop glasses.
Ah, maybe.
Like
you're
Violetta
right.
wears sometimes when she wants to be the woman who wears glasses. I'm like, those aren't even real.
Fashion glasses.
No, they're blue light glasses. They help not strain your eyes.
Yeah, try to spin it that way when you're wearing them out to the clubs. It's for the blue light. Hi, Graham.
I have blueprints to the Playboy Mansion.
What?
Oh, wow.
Are there secret hallways anywhere?
There are some very unique hallways. My grandparents were Hugh Hefner's private architects. They are the ones who are they're the ones responsible for designing the grotto out in LA and the original Playboy Mansion in Chicago.
That's what I was going to ask. Man. Yeah, you were there.
Oh man.
Yep, and so when my grandparents passed away, we inherited some blueprints that were gifted down to us, and they are absolutely amazing.
Do you have them framed and hanging on the wall?
Oh, I want to. You can't get a frame this big. It's like
tell me that you have them in some sort of protected, like, you know, because you know how they say like air gets to that kind of stuff and eventually it deteriorates and changes. You're protecting it somehow, right?
Yes, and not only am I protecting the copies that we have, but I believe it's the Art Institute of Chicago has actually taken a bunch from us, and they're doing a collection at the museum in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Makes sense. Man,
I would scare me to give them to any fellow.
I'm going
to
put you back on hold, and Swanee and I are going to make an offer.
Yeah.
Swanee, make an offer. You pay 90% of the offer. There it is. Hugh Hefner and the Playboy Mansion. Time to find out what everyone else is talking about. Top three things trending on Twitter. Violetta at the social media desk. Ready to roll?
Yes.
At number three.
You know how Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds tease each other online a lot? Mm. Well, Blake just posted a picture of her and Ryan early voting. Ryan posted the same picture, but her shoes look completely different in both pictures because in her, she's wearing strappy, nice sandals. And then in his, she's not wearing any shoes. She's just like elevated on her tiptoes. So she drew on those shoes.
Oh, she went to vote barefoot?
No, it was early voting and they were mail-in, I think.
Oh,
so
I see.
They were at home and I think they were just walking somewhere.
Got it. Got it.
So it was.
You got to have good footwear, at least create the appearances that you do.
Yeah, it's just so funny and it's kind of going back and forth. It looks okay at first, but then if you zoom in, you can tell it's, you know, she drew it.
But from
it.
Far away, it looks pretty good.
And it matches her outfit.
It is Ryan Reynolds' birthday today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, happy birthday.
All right, yeah. Melissa, I see you raising your hand.
43.
I don't know.
47.
Oh. He's 47?
No, I don't know. I'm guessing. That's my guess.
Just saying. Ryan Reynolds is 44.
Oh.
44. Wow.
Trending on Twitter number two.
Twitter is loving Blue Ivy Carter's appearance in her mom Beyonce's new Ivy Park video. It's about wellness and her fitness fashion line. And in part of it, Beyonce says, you know, I try to take 5 minutes during quarantine, like in a bubble bath, but my kids are still always like, mom.
She was going to say, I try to take 5 minutes for my kids every day.
No.
I try to carve out 5 minutes in my day for my kids each and every day.
And that's when Blue Ivy pops her head into the bathroom, and she kind of, you know, has a lot of attitudes towards her parents. So everybody's kind of laughing at that. She's kind of like, are you done? Like, what are you doing?
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Camila Cabello cut her long locks off. It's not too short, but it's much shorter. It's like shoulder length hair. And she says this is the first time in a long time that she ever had short hair. She also posted a picture of her and Shawn Mendes. She like jumped up into his arms, legs wrapped around him. They're squeezing so tight, hugging, you know, cheek to cheek. And then the caption is,
Oh, God.
So everybody is kind of just like, they're still together, see? Mm-hmm.
I have a little more follow-up on that coming up.
You do?
Yeah, because they just do that for social media, and then they go their separate ways.
Wow, they look pretty happy.
I'll see you Thursday. Mm. Let's take a picture Thursday so everybody thinks we're still together. It's perfect. Thank you. Got the email. Woman says, my mom won't get off the accidental baby train. She wants me to, you know, have an oops baby. She doesn't even care.
Yeah, clearly. Like,
have it with your 6-year boyfriend or, you know, some other rando. I don't care. I'm more concerned about the baby.
Yeah.
Thank God that, you know, the 23-year-old has a solid head on her shoulder. She's like, have you lost your mind? You're a crazy lady. What are you doing? Hi there, Alyssa.
Hi there.
Are you getting the same kind of pressures?
I am. Both me and my sister are getting pressured by both of my parents.
Both. All right. Now, how old are you?
I'm 27.
And how old is your sister?
30.
All right, so yeah, you can just kind of, she's a little older, you can shove it all off on her, right?
Yeah, and she's the married one. I'm single, so I can see her job.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Who's exerting more, mom or dad?
Probably dad, honestly.
Wow, really? Oh, man.
And
really?
How does he go about doing that? What does he say?
Keeps asking when I'm getting married or when he's getting grandchildren.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do not.
Oh, you don't even have a boyfriend
yet. Do you want kids?
No, neither of us want them either.
Really? Like, what would happen if, like, you accidentally hooked up with some guy at the Starbucks and you came over, you're like, Dad, I'm pregnant from some guy I don't even know. Would he be mad?
Oh, no, he'd be pumped.
All right! Hey, my daughter got knocked up by a guy at Starbucks.
Right. I'm telling you.
Our family's growing.
It is so sweet. Thank you, Alyssa.
That's crazy.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. You getting the pressure?
I am. I'm getting the pressure from my dad. He actually texted me last week a little picture of Chicago Bears onesie that he saw in the store. He said, I give you permission. I'm ready for a grandbaby. I said, okay, you paying for my childcare?
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. And how long has this been going on where dad has been exerting the pressure?
I think for the past year, he's starting to be like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? Are you dating anybody? I'm like, relax, Dad.
Right. Yeah, like, I'm good.
Is he like, what are the chances I could get you sleeping around a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, I want a grandbaby so bad. I'm like, it'll happen eventually.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. I'm surprised dads are texting the pictures or putting the pressure more than moms.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pictured that at all.
Yeah. Thank you, Alexandra. I feel that groove, Swanee. That groove you're talking about, I feel that. Is that what I'm feeling?
You guys. Right. I could not understand a single word except switching and kitchen. That's all I could figure
well, just
out.
Yesterday,
in the song.
We were talking all the songs. Yeah, like Doja Cat. You don't have a clue what she's saying.
Yeah, like mumbling is cool.
Right, it's really bad.
It's not even really about the words anymore. It's about the groove. Like Swanee said, it's the groove.
She wants to meet the mom on a Sunday and then get
down
on a Monday.
I can't understand a damn word.
That's right.
No. Well, I was trying
some better
to
diction.
Actually like yeah. listen. Yeah.
She needs to enunciate more.
Yeah, I agree.
You need to listen to it. I swear to God.
I know. I understand, but I wasn't going. Okay, what is she saying? I have to hear the words and the
words
message.
No.
It's Ariana. It's 2.5 minutes. Ariana Grande singing about positions.
She's
not going to learn anything.
When I listen to Post Malone, I like to listen sometimes to what they're saying.
I can play a Post
Justin
Malone
Bieber.
Song. I'll play a Post Malone song or a Justin Bieber song right now, and I guarantee you can't sing along with it.
The last Justin Bieber song that he just that slow song that you and I liked,
well,
and
of
some
course,
people
because the only thing he says is holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. That's all he says.
A lot more than that.
Lonely, 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 lonely,
lonely. Lonely, lonely, lonely.
Lonely, lonely. Oh, my God.
I know all those words.
That song is so good, and you can understand everything he says.
All right. Ariana Grande positions. Love it, hate it, smash it, trash it, pump it, dump it. We already know how Grandma Melissa feels.
No, I don't like
these kids these days don't enunciate.
Shut up. Yep. No. That's
I
not,
can't
I don't,
understand. All I'm hearing
like
is
it.
She's doing something in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
It's just like a non-entity. It's like a song that might
Anything?
As well not exist.
So pump it or dump it.
Dump it.
Violetta.
Pump it.
I liked it.
I did, too. It's dancing.
I actually, Swanee and I were both kind of dancing a little bit.
Oh, right? Yeah.
We found, as Swanee said, that groove.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, what do you folks think? 60123, we'll take your text right now. Did you like that? Ariana Grande, look at the position I'm in now, but don't tell anybody. All right, 60123. Let's find out what you think.
I was so annoyed. And I don't get annoyed that easily.
Are kids' music so annoying?
That is, shut up. No. I like Justin Bieber. You sound 99.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah, no.
I wouldn't do it if you didn't give me the opportunity.
It really sounds like you took your dentures out.
It really does. Yeah, you should play an old man in a movie.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
Right. 748 60123. What's it looking like?
We got
Melissa, look over her shoulder because Violetta always lies.
Dump it. No, dump it. They don't like it, trash it. We got some like it, love it. It's dancey, pump it, dump it. Yeah. Yeah, I think people are agreeing with Melissa. Ariana's new song is annoying. Sounds like a Chipmunk Christmas song.
Oh, that's a good point, but those are good.
What are you saying,
I
young
love
lady?
It.
What are you I can't understand anything. What is she singing about? I don't know. I remember when Helen Reddy used to sing.
Shut up!
God rest her soul.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to dance, but I can't understand her. Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. So stressful. Everybody has to do it at some point. The most stressful life events.
I love this.
What comes in at number one? 312-233-1019. Katie.
Yes, I am saying it is puberty.
Puberty. Ungodly stressful.
I hadn't even thought of that, but yeah.
True. Very stressful.
That is not it. That is not it.
Well, the breakout. Although,
at some point, everybody goes through it, I guess, yeah. Right? I'm still waiting. Patty, the number one most stressful life event is what?
Moving.
There it is. Moving. Yeah. At the top of the list, having to move. Incredibly stressful. Yeah. You done that recently, Patty?
Not recently, but we are actually planning on doing it very soon because we're downsizing.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Good for you. The move is coming. Are you going to do it yourself, Patty? Are you going to hire movers?
I think we're going to hire movers.
Was that what you guys guessed? It's the most stressful life event?
No.
What did you guess?
No, I guessed resume job hunting.
Job hunting. Entering a new career or industry comes in at number six. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, and like the whole resume stuff too is tough.
Right, yeah. Is that what you guessed, Violette?
I was thinking having a baby.
Having a baby. Having children comes in at number four.
Okay.
Made the list.
I get another guess.
Okay, sure, Melissa, give us another one.
Would it be buying a house?
Buying a house. No.
Huh? Really?
Any other Swift?
Ending a relationship.
There it is, number two.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, good one, good one.
The most stressful life events are moving at number one, just edging out, going through a breakup or divorce, number two. Number three, getting married. Number four, having children.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, starting your first job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Number six, entering a new career. Number seven, sending a child off to college. Number eight, starting college. Number nine, dating someone new. And number 10, getting a pet.
That is
getting
stressful.
Very stressful.
Well,
the early days.
When they're puppies or little, you got to, that's a lot of work.
But moving in at number one, and I asked about whether or not she was going to get somebody. The majority now say that it becomes easier to hire movers than do it yourself because the top stress points of trying to move include getting the furniture through the doors, followed closely by pivoting the furniture up and down the stairs.
Friday, bride day, bridezilla stories on the way. Just as much fun as croquet. Friday, bride day, oh yeah.
Friday, bride day. You did the asking. 312-233-1019. A woman doing the asking, just like that woman at Target.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You did the asking.
I did. Yes, I did.
How did that play out?
Actually, we started dating at 16 years old. We had grew up together our whole lives. And at 17, I told my husband, why not? I was like, why not get married? We've grown up together and we know we want to get married, so let's do it.
Let's do this. So,
wow.
Yes. Let's do this.
Yes.
And how was his response?
He said, yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. Yeah, why not?
That's a good response.
I love that.
Yeah. Yes, and now we've been married 22 years with five boys.
Oh,
look at that.
Five boys.
You're busy.
That's a full house. when you were doing the asking, were you nervous?
Of course I was.
Yeah.
Yes, I was 17. I was only a senior in high school.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I'd be nervous, too.
You got a lot of reason to be nervous there.
Thank you, Tiffany. Hi there, Samantha.
Hello, how are you?
You did the asking.
I did.
How did that play out?
My boyfriend, I guess at the time, refused to propose. He wanted to be proposed to. He told my whole family that he wasn't going to propose, that he wanted me to propose. He thought that in these days and times that he should get the proposing.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay.
And he wanted to be proposed with by a Portillo's bacon double cheeseburger.
Oh, Lord,
he's got a lot of demand.
No, I think I'm on board. Maybe a little chocolate cake to wrap that up. Yes, Melissa.
I was going to ask her if she had an engagement ring ready.
I went and bought like a cheap ring because he wasn't just going to wear an engagement ring, and so we ended up getting married. But yeah, he had a physical ring.
Wow. Too.
Did he start crying over the cheeseburger and the proposal?
No, but I did it at Thanksgiving, and prior to this, he had rallied the rest of the men in his family to get proposed to by food. So when they saw the Portillo's bacon cheeseburger, they knew it was happening.
Well, it's quite what? The. It's got a lot of twists and turns in this proposal
sure
story.
It does.
Friday. Kathy, you did the asking as well?
Yes, I did. We'd been together 11 years, and I needed insurance, and I said, put a ring on it or I'm out.
Put a ring on it or I'm out.
That's so modern day.
Yep.
Hey, love, screw you. I need the insurance. Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.